and quat. The main thing is keeping the main thing down and cry, the Anna Karenina principle explained. The main thing is keeping the main thing. But do you even know, have you even decided what is the main thing? If you haven't, you aren't alone. You are also a ready prey to the if you don't know where you are going, every road will take you there. What a pity human beings can exchange problems. Everyone knows exactly how to solve the other guys. And, to be sure, the internet is full of articles who know exactly how to solve the other guy's problems, with how to do this or then in 3, 7, 11, 15 steps. But they are all wrong, and those solutions are not solutions at all. They are more like your good solution is your next, bigger problem. People have good ideas. And as ideas go they are pretty darn good. Yeah. That should work. But when you look at humanity, the result of thousands of years of good ideas, I don't think we have gotten to where we wanted to get to with all those good and even great ideas. Some people will get tired of advising people, and take the future into their own hands. I just finished a book that tells of such an example. In Buddhism, the thought you die with determines who you will be when you are reborn. This dude, head of a Buddhist school teaching people to be the Buddhist way, did just that, got tired of saving the world the giving guidance way, and methodically set up to kill 9 people, some sacred number that 9 must be, to reborn as Buddhas and save the world. Sweet. Not. But all foolery aside, there is a methodology that is as countercultural as it comes, and it is, forcing yourself into an ever-narrowing path, the straight and narrow, both words mean narrow, by the way, to get to the place where adding more and more won't get you. I won't be written a book about as a serial killer. Unfortunately, all doing is all up to you, there is nothing I can do to force you to the narrowing path. But it would work. The original Anna Karenina principle, of course, came from the novel by Leo Tolstoy, and says, "All happy families are alike, each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." The Anna Karenina principle, according to some, states that a deficiency in any one of a number of factors dooms an endeavor to failure. Consequently, a successful endeavor, subject to this principle, is one for which every possible deficiency has been avoided. I don't actually like the definition, from Wikipedia, because deficiency, a lack or shortage, is a word that seems to beg for more. On the other hand, I do agree that if you don't have any of the right stuff, spiritual, intellectual, mental, physical, then you hold on to your bad qualities to take them into the narrowing. Our jails and prisons are a great demonstration of this. The jailed took there what they've got. Only a few of those jailed have something to build on and create a life apart from crime. A mighty few. And yet, the path to happiness, success, fulfillment is in the narrowing, voluntary narrowing of the path. There are methods of coaching that can drive up the superfluous, unnecessary and potentially harmful activities, concerns, habits, that if and when you shed them, you've performed a constructive and voluntary narrowing. In the current coaching program, Pirates, I am a participant in, there were times when we, the clients, were asked to utilize this method, the first started with, take notes, for a whole week, of everything you do and how long you did it. At the end of the week mark all those that didn't point to a better result, better life, more money, more health, more love, and endeavor to eliminate them or delegate them. Let someone else spend their time on it. The second instance started similarly, but asked a different question at the end of the week. Group the items by this question. I want to do less of this. I want to do more of this. I want to continue doing exactly as much as I'm doing this. And then, when you are done with that, pick one thing that you'll designate as your focus, because it answers the question, what's one thing you can do such that by doing it everything else will be easier or unnecessary? My one thing was / is to write to what my readers are concerned about, so I answer their unasked questions, instead of pushing my agenda. Skeptical. I don't know what people answered. Google search results brought up 842 million pages that supposedly answer this question. In my programs, with my students, their one thing becomes quite clear to me, while it is totally hidden from their view, or if it is not hidden, it is not clear to them. One of my clients emailed to me to get the Eliminate Procrastination Avatar State Activator. It sounds like she accurately identified what plagues her, but what if doing all the things she procrastinates on aren't the issue? What if the issue is that she has allowed her spirit to fall asleep, languish, lose vitality, grow weak and feeble in her. And that is causing her not to attend to what is important to her, getting things done. So I offered her to make a new avatar state activator, so she can start reviving her spirit. Get inspired, I'll call it. It will gently tug on her spirit to wake it up. Here is another sign that the spirit has gone AWOL in most people. I have noticed a troubling phenomenon. In most homes the vibration is so low, that the water is taking longer and longer to energize to full coherence. And the people, thinking it's business as usual, think the water is coherent, fall back to walking dead state. The first thing I notice is that failing intellect. They are stupid on the calls. Can't understand the conversation, can't pay attention, narrow their cone of vision so their issue is the only thing they see, can't hear another person saying exactly the thing they came to the call to hear. Tragic. If you pick one thing, the main thing, pick reviving your spirit. If you have become sluggish, dutiful, blah, and it's been easy. It is winter, it is boring, it is social distancing, and if you get your energies from interactions, you are suffering from impulse withdrawal. I am, luckily, an introvert, so I am not suffering as much as you do, but I still miss my dancing exercise classes and I miss touching, I miss laughing, bantering with others, in shorts and such. I miss it. At some point during this epidemic I even slipped into a mild depression. That by now, thank heaven, I've managed to dig myself out of, by restricting my sleep. The only remedy I know that works. And interestingly hope, faith, joy, returned. When the spirit came fully awake. But if it is not sleeping too much that causes your dispirited state, you may want to try the avatar state activator. So what is it? It's a vortex energy I happened upon by accident. It is so strong, that spiritually it can transport you from the horizontal state to the vertical state, from the horizontal plane of survival to the vertical plane of thriving. It is too strong for the headphones, it can actually scramble your brain, so listen to it in the background. It comes with a nature sound, my favorite, the Meadowlands birds. Cheerful. I play it in my own apartment. And although I only get conscious of it 3 to 4 times a day, it always brings into consciousness that I'm interested in living on a vertical plane. And the moment my consciousness actually gets that, I am there. It's been going, the same audio, for 5 years or so. It is the abundance version of the avatar state activators. It has allowed me to quit giving massages to supplement my income. It has allowed me to not get sidetracked by shiny objects that promise the world with the push of a button. It has allowed me to gently and gradually get into a workable, pleasant rhythm of making money, making a life. Between you and me, any one of my avatar state activators will awaken the spirit from its slumber, so if you have one, use that. I know I am cutting my nose in spite of my face, but I owe you to tell you the truth. Of course focused audios, maybe, work better. Okay, too much talk. Here is your buy button if you are inclined to buy. You'll need an MP3 player with a speaker, something that you can leave on 24/7. Many MP3 players are a dime a dozen, although the good ones I used to stock, are not available anymore. I think I still have one, but that is that. Get inspired, go get it at https://revibration.thrivecart.com/get-inspired-avatar/. How to use, play the audio 24/7. It has a pleasant birds track to cover the sound of me sighing. Set the audio to repeat, loop. And although it is energetic in its nature, the energy get released by the sound, so setting your audio to mute won't activate the energy. Obey the spirit as it awakens. And start moving more vigorously, look wider, dance if you are inspired, laugh if you find something funny. It will be gradual, and may be the most pleasant experience you have ever had.